Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I have a lot of debt, and I don't want to have any more debt. I don't like having the debt. I don't like having to worry about it. I don't like trying to figure out how to keep paying it down. I don't like what it's doing to my credit score. What should I do? The first thing to do is pretty simple. Stop calling it debt. Now, we know that's a very practical term, and we're not trying to trick you into doing something with semantics. What we want to remind you is, first and foremost, that all that you've done is said that, yes, you will give cash. In your instance, we'll call them dollars. You will give cash dollars to people and institutions who have given you cash dollars or services or products in lieu of payment. So, all you've done is said, yes, I will pay you. Yes, I will give it to you. In fact, pay isn't really the right word because it's giving. What you're doing is you're giving them. One of the things you might want to consider is that if you're willing to give them everything, you may not have to ever give them anything. The dilemma you have is that you believe that there's an established reality that is permanently placed. And while we know you well enough to know that in the conversations we've had with you over the years, we know you well enough to know that you're pretty loosey-goosey when it comes to other topics. But when it comes to this topic, in particular, the idea of debt, you pretty much are well established that there's going to be a piece of paper or an email that's going to come day after day, and it's going to tell you this is how much you owe. And it's your job to figure out how to pay that off. Or to be willing to walk away from it. And that you're willing to walk away from it is the reason why this isn't nearly as intense as it could be. You've heard the stories, we know, that we've talked about with other people about, look, as a friend of Frank's once asked us about, what happens if I go bankrupt? And we said, that just means you're following the laws and the rules of the place where you live. Because bankruptcy is this thing that has a legal definition and there's steps that are taken and you're following the steps and that's all you're doing. And then once it's done, it's done. And that person said, yes, but my neighbors, the people I do business with, they'll know. And we said, yes, they will know. But they also know what color your eyes are, how tall you are. They also know other things about you. And the thing is that you think that it's a judgmental thing. And they, yes, in fact, some people may think you're too tall or you're too short. In the same way that some people may say, well, he is a real failure when it comes to money because, look, he had to declare bankruptcy. But anyone who is in business understands the risks. If you extend credit to someone, they may not pay you. That's not the big deal that you're making it. And yes, some people they do use shame as a technique to collect. But what we said to this friend of Frank's was, look, it isn't necessary for you to shame yourself to go ahead and get ahead of the pack. So for you, the person who is asking this question will remind you that your willingness to walk away, in other words, to default or to go into bankruptcy, your willingness to do that is part of the reason why this isn't the crushing issue that it is probably for your neighbors. But the next level of willingness that we would recommend you explore, not because there's levels that can be predefined on a chart, but because this is what we see going on with you, we think this is actually where it really gets stuck in your craw. You don't actually want to give them any cash. That's actually the issue. And we've run across this before, but we're not going to talk about that other person because that's not really relevant here. But we do want to let you know that you're not the only person who feels this way. And there's a magic behind this that you're not harnessing, but we think you can. And that is that if you're willing to go ahead and give all the cash that you have to any one company or entity or person and say, here are the $3,419.27 that I currently have in my possession, take it all. You might say, yes, but then tomorrow I owe someone else something else. Tomorrow I need to pay my rent or my mortgage. Tomorrow I need to pay my car payment. Tomorrow I need to do this. Tomorrow I need to do that. And we get that. And that's why you're trying to manage the money part. And it's not working. Well, actually, let's back up. It's not working. It's just not doing what it is that you want it to do. What you want, what your clear desire is. It's very obvious to us. Vibrationally, it's very clear what your actual objective is, what your desire is, because we know you've experienced it before, is to have no debt, to have nothing like this hanging over your head. The fastest way to get there, because remember, it's a vibration first, followed by fact, followed by manifestation. And facts are such fungible things. They move around so quickly, so easily. So if you get the vibration, not perfectly and not holding it for hours and hours, but if you just can tap into the vibration, it's a little bit easier for the universe of your thoughts to rearrange functional things to bring manifesting reality into alignment with the vibration that you have. Not that you're holding, but that you've tapped into. So literally, if you're willing to just go ahead and pay everything that you got, to give every penny that you have in your possession, to go ahead and empty those jars and take them down to the bank and to have all the coins converted into dollars, and put that in the bank account, and then go ahead and take that and write a check and say, here is the $3,972 that I have. And I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent tomorrow. And I don't know how I'm going to pay the car payment. I don't know how I'm going to buy the insurance. I don't know how I'm going to do any of these things. I don't know how I'm going to eat. But I'm willing to give you every single penny I have. Not out of sacrifice. Not out of trying to be right-minded. Just simply, I'm willing. Because that's your issue. The reason why you accumulate debt is because you are not willing. You grudgingly pay for it. You're not willing to. Now, this is not all the time with everything, every moment of every day. This, you go in and out of this. But vibrationally, we can see, we don't know the specific details, but we can see sort of the origin thought of where this arises from, the Ur thought, as it were. Probably the first time you ever borrowed money from someone and they asked to have it back. And you felt, and you're not the only person, we've certainly heard this from a lot of people, and we know you've heard this before from other people who have been asking these kinds of questions. But that Ur thought, that original thought, is not that they wanted the money back. It's that you felt betrayed, that you had to do something, that you had to give something away that you didn't want to give. And we would say that is, in many ways, the dance you have been dancing with the credit card companies, with the bank, with the mortgage holders, with the people who loan you money for this and loan you money for that. Is that whenever it is time to actually give them cash, according to the agreements, you do it grudgingly. We're not saying that that's something you need to fix. What we're saying is all of this goes away. All of this disappears. Maybe not forever, but it does in an instant. If literally the next time you see a demand made, you see that email or you see the letter if the next time that happens, you say to yourself, yeah, I'm willing to go ahead and pay the whole thing right now. And maybe you don't have all of the cash. Maybe you just have a portion. But if you're willing to give all that you've got right at that moment, now this is specific to you. This may not apply to anyone listening, although we think it does. If you're willing to go ahead and give away all that you have, you may not ever end up having to give anything away. This isn't an if then else. This is an open up, back up, open up, allow something much larger than the tip of the arrow perception. Allow something much larger to move through you. And so when you get out of the way, as our friends Abraham would say, when you become a cooperative component in your own manifesting reality, cooperative component, and you just say, I'm willing to. We're not saying you have to do it. Let us be clear, and we know that you know this well enough. We're not saying you have to give all of the cash away, but you might want to spend a moment or two imagining where all the cash is that you can lay your hands on. Not getting any, by the way, not borrowing any from anyone else. That's not all we mean. In fact, we really do want to invite you to remember this. You never again, ever, have to borrow any money from anyone. Not a bank, not a friend, no one. You never again. Now, if you're willing, we know you've already been through this. If you're willing to go to your friend or your relative and say, I really could use $500 or $1,000 or $5,000 right now, and I'll pay you back when I can. If you're willing to do that, you'll probably never have to do it again. And we know that you're willing to do it. You've told us. And so in how many years has it been since you have actually had to do it or felt as though you were put in a position to actually have to do it? A long time. Because whenever it occurs to you, you always say the same thing. Yeah, I'm willing to do that. You could do the exact same thing here. I'm willing to give all the cash that I have to the bank. I'm willing to give all the cash that I have to my landlord. I'm willing to give all the cash that I have to my friend. And then pay attention to what you want to do next. Willingness doesn't mean action. In fact, they're two very different things. There's a difference between what you're willing to do, and you know this when it comes to that ask your friend for cash kind of thing. Really, it's money, not cash. You're willing to do it. You're willing. You have a list of people that you go through in your mind. We can see that. Or it's something akin to that, where you think, yeah, I could ask Susie or Johnny or Tony or Bobby or whomever, and they probably would, and it's okay if I do, and I'm willing to do it, and then suddenly something else takes its place. Same thing here. The next email, the next letter that comes to you that says you owe such and such, read the letter, open it, read the email, open it, and look and see what the dollar number is. And then look at it and say, okay, I'm willing to give you all the cash that I have right now. I am. And then follow what feels better. You might be very surprised as to what happens. There's a story that will remind you and others listening of that we have not recounted in quite some time, of the person who was paying very close attention to the Abraham idea of the emotional guidance scale and decided, okay, I'm obviously in despair when it comes to money, and we're going to use money completely for this. So what they did is they thought, okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend 22 days going up the scale. I'm going to start in despair, and then I'm going to make my way all the way up to joy. And what this person reported was that what they did was they just got into despair, and as they described so colorfully, they rolled around in it like a dog rolls around in something that smells bad. they just really got into it. One day after the next, after the next, after the next. What ended up happening was that their money situation changed dramatically. One of the most interesting parts was that without any prompting, without being asked to do so, one of the banks to whom they owed quite a large amount of money, and these were business loans, just simply decided to forgive the loan, which meant that there was no harm, no foul. There was no bankruptcy. There was no default. It didn't affect them. They just suddenly didn't owe the money. We're not saying that will happen with you. What we're saying is you might be very surprised as to what does happen. You've also undoubtedly heard the story we said about the time that Frank was trying to figure out how he was going to pay the car payment. And he decided he was just going to use his intuition. And the day came when he owed the money and he didn't have the money. And he thought, well, they'll call me. They never called. Day after day after day went by, and suddenly it was a week later, and then the phone rang. And he took a deep breath and said, okay, I'm willing to take the car back. I'm willing for whatever is going to happen. And the voice on the other end said, hi, we've been having this terrible problem with our computers. And we haven't been able to take payments from anyone for a week. Would you be willing to hold on to your payment for another week? And then when we have this all fixed, then you can come down or call and we'll take your payment. And Frank just sort of nodded and said, oh, sure, that's fine. No problem. And then when that next due date came, he had plenty of cash and there was not an issue. This is the same sort of thing. You don't know what could happen. Willingness brings you back into alignment, and alignment trumps everything. When you're not willing to pay the bill, when you just throw it in a pile and say, I'm not willing to pay that, I'm going to ignore it. You're not ignoring it. That's why you're asking us the question. You're not ignoring it. You haven't said, well, the universe will sort this out. You've just said there's a pile there that needs to be sorted out. We'll remind you what we know you're remembering from time to time already, that the universe is sorting out. And part of the sorting out is that you brought this question to the table. Our recommendation is that if you have a pile of papers, get them out, open up the envelopes, sort them out, and look at them, and just say, yeah, I'm willing to give you all the cash that I have. And we say 3,000 blah, blah, blah. It may be $27.19. It may be 3 cents. We don't know how much you have, because we don't do things like count. But what we do know is that you have the ability to be willing to give all the cash that you have right now. And remember, this isn't magic. This is the willingness to do the thing that you've never really been willing to do, that even when you were sort of willing to do it, you weren't really willing to do it. You just sort of got it off your back. And that's the last time you made a payment to pay down the debt. You probably did that. Now, there are probably some exceptions to this. We're not trying to get the specifics right. We're just looking at where you are vibrationally right now. And you say, I've got a lot of debt. Be willing to give all the cash that you have. Be willing, not do it. We're not saying to do anything. We wouldn't do anything, didn't feel better to do for any reason ever. Even the fact that some ghosts came around and said, hey, if you're willing to do this, it might change. We're not saying go do it. We're just saying be willing to do it. There's a big difference, big difference. It's so, so, so much easier to move this vibrationally than it is to move it physically. And making the payment is a physical movement, being willing to give the cash to whomever it is vibrational. So that is the answer to your very powerful question. We thank you very much. Very delicious, very wonderful, and very delightful. indeed.